This year, the health fair is introducing something brand new. According to event co-organizer Kathy Gross, local businesses have decided to help out in promoting health throughout the community.
There are several businesses that are going to do a 10% discount. Those are Century Hardware, Audison's, Bob's, City Market, and Norris Gifts. Angerman's is actually going to do a 15% discount, as well as Angerman's Outlet. You know, it's a really good thing to get the businesses around town to help us promote good health through the community.
These discounts only apply to regularly priced items. The way to take advantage of these shopping opportunities is by attending the health fair and turning in a game card. A game card, says Gross, is simple to complete.
We have a floor plan that we print out and give everybody one, and the requirement is they have to visit 20 of the booths in the health fair.
A person will receive a stamp at every booth they visit. Turning in a game card filled with stamps will allow someone to receive the shopping coupons as well as be entered into the grand prize drawings.
The grand prizes this year, we were really fortunate. Alaska Airlines gave us 2 round trip tickets from Wrangell to either Anchorage or Seattle. It's the choice of the person who wins. New this year, Alaska Waters was really nice and donated a lower river and glacier tour. So we're going to make that the second place in the drawing for the grand prize for adults. This year, we also have a prize for young adults ages 13 to 17, and that's a Redline MX 24 bicycle, and that is donated by Wrangell Medical Center. And for kids 12 and under, we also have a bicycle, which was donated by Klondike Bikes. So we've covered everybody this year. It was nice that we were able to find something for the young adults 13 to 17. That's something that's new for us.
When a game card is submitted, Gross hopes people will take a moment to fill out the evaluation on the back. Gross is very excited about the health fair taking place this Saturday morning in the Nolan Center, especially with the effort being put in by local businesses.
The health fair, we've been doing it for quite a few years now, and it just seems to keep growing and growing. And I thought, you know, if we could tie in some of our local businesses with the health fair, we could get more people involved and hopefully get more of the information about what the community has to offer for health activities in town.
The health fair is taking place from 7 a.m. to noon. People who did not get a chance to pre-register for the blood test can show up at 10:30 to get it done. Gross reminds everyone to fast 12 hours beforehand. And after the blood tests, she says people can go to the Stikine Inn restaurant where they'll be serving a health fair breakfast. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.